The city of Tallahassee is opening up a temporary cold night shelter this week as temperatures drop below freezing. But even with the extra space, some people in need of stable housing won't make it inside. I'm Kate Payne. Marissa Million left home around age 15. 4 years later, she's still trying to find a place to live. She stayed at Tallahassee's Kearney Center and at cold night shelters in the city, but they can be crowded and sometimes feel unsafe. Million is transgender and faces discrimination, so from time to time she sleeps outside, as recently as a couple weeks ago.
I don't really have the stuff that I need to, like, stay outside, but if it comes down to it and I don't have anywhere else to go, then I would have to rely, like, sleeping outside in a tent or bumping up with someone, because, you know, that's the only option.
Other young people resort to camping out, too, even in the cold. Shelters geared toward kids have to report their stays to state agencies, which could send them back to the homes they ran away from. And age restrictions can keep young people out of adult-only shelters, leaving them with few options. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.